Well, you have to excuse my memory. I'm only 73.
Meet 93-year-old Marvin Jacobs, World War II veteran and lifelong Chicago Bears fan.
I saw my first game when I was about 8 years old, and I just took to the game. I loved playing it. I loved watching it. To me, it was fascinating. I just couldn't get over what they did on the field.
As a Chicago native, Marvin actually got to play at historic Soldier Field when he was in high school.
Played Lane Tech at Soldier's Field for the championship 1 year. It was someplace I never thought I would be, because I used to watch some of the games, and I would always say to myself, you know, it'd be terrific if I could play at Soldier's Field.
Not long after, Marvin became a soldier himself. World War II broke out, and he was sent to fight as a paratrooper in the 17th Airborne Division of the U.S. Army. Marvin fought in the infamous Battle of the Bulge, where he was awarded the Purple Heart.
What do you remember from the day that you were wounded?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding you. From the day I was wounded? Mm-hmm. You have to remember, my wound, I froze my feet. They were solid ice because we were laying in a shell hole with our feet in the water, because we were pinned down because they had machine guns on each side of us. So we laid in this puddle of water until nightfall, which was 5 or 6 hours. And that's how we crawled on our stomachs, 1 mile.
When the war ended, the 17th Airborne was taken into the 82nd Airborne, and Marvin encountered something he says was worse than being wounded.
We liberated a concentration camp. It was the worst sight I've ever seen. It really was. These people were skinny. They had nothing to eat. The bones were sticking out. The smell was unreal. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Marvin went through a lot as an American soldier overseas. But when he wasn't fighting behind enemy lines, he was battling in the trenches for the Army football team.
We played in the Berlin Stadium, the football team.
Wow.
It was awesome. That was awesome. I was a left guard for the offense and a linebacker for the defense. And I think we had about 14 different teams with different divisions, and it was just wonderful. I loved every second of it. But the war was over by then, so it was something to love. Yeah.
We are. Number 18. What was it you loved about football so much?
The contact. It's the old story. You couldn't wait to get out there to hit somebody.
That was the same mentality as Marvin's all-time favorite player,
Dick Butkus. He was the favorite because he was the toughest guy I've ever seen on a football field. He played his heart out. He was fabulous. He was the best player I've ever seen.
Marvin saw a lot of Bears players over the years, mostly with his son Keith.
They used to sneak me out of Sunday school. I always thought my mother didn't know about it. So I would come home with him and she'd say, how was Sunday school? I was like, oh, it was great. And I look at my dad, and I didn't find out until I was about 40 that she knew she was in on it.
Keith couldn't repay his dad for the years of Bears games and lifetime of memories. But there was one thing that Marvin always wanted. So Keith wrote a letter to the Chicago Bears.
Dear Mr. Simeone, for the past 55 years, I have watched the Chicago Bear games with my dad, Marvin. Recently, while watching a game, my dad commented, I always wanted to hear my name announced at a game. It's on my bucket list. 3 days later, they called and they said they've selected my father for the Salute to the Services event.
On November 27th, 2016, as the Chicago Bears battled the Tennessee Titans, Marvin Jacobs got his wish.
Please welcome, from the greatest generation, Marvin Jacobs.
I was fascinated, overwhelmed, and looked around and said, who am I to be here? But it was fabulous.
See, he's a special guy. So if I could do this for my dad, it was easy.
Anyhow, that's the story of Marvin Jacobs. I made it to 93. I can't complain.
You're part of the greatest generation.
Well, time will tell, woman.